We are glad to present your speaker, Don Blackwell.
Many people in the world say that they believe in God, in Jesus Christ, and in the Bible as the inspired Word of God. But their actions do not harmonize with their profession. If they did believe in God, in Jesus, and that the Bible is God's inspired Word, they would be completely obedient to the will of God. Friends, the most outstanding sin of all ages is the sin of disobedience. A man may not think that he is disobedient to God, but by not being completely obedient, he is disobedient. Mankind is disobedient to God in various ways, living by the standards of the world, by living a negligent Christian life, by living a false Christian life. All of these are disobedient traits that stem from one soul condemning mistake of man, and that is the failure to recognize that God means exactly what He says. Today in our study, we're going to show from scriptural example that God means what He says, and that disobedience to God's will lead to disaster. It did in the past, and it will in the future. Does God mean what He says? The answer, of course, is absolutely yes. As we begin our study together, we want to look at what God has said in the past and what came to pass. What did God say, for instance, to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in the beginning of time? In Genesis 2:16 and 17, we read, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Now God said it, but did Adam and Eve believe that God meant exactly what He said? Evidently they did not. For look at this passage in Genesis 3:6. The Bible says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." You see, they were deceived by Satan. Actually, she was deceived by Satan, the master of deception. But still, they had both disobeyed God. Now, what happened to them? Did God say, "Well, I know that they meant well, and after all, what is the big deal of eating a little fruit?" No, that's not what happened. In fact, the Bible tells us that they suffered the consequences for their sin. Adam and Eve had to suffer death, which they would never have had to suffer had sin not entered their lives. And look at the consequences that throughout the ages men have suffered as a result of that sin. Now, certainly we don't suffer the guilt of their sin, obviously, but nonetheless, there are consequences that have passed upon all mankind, that being physical death. Now, do we get the point? Do we learn the lesson that God means exactly what He says? You know, we may be deceived by someone else. We may be fooled into thinking that God does not mean exactly what He says. But still, we're going to be held accountable to be obedient to just exactly what God has revealed through His Word. Let's consider for a moment Noah. Noah was a man who knew that God meant what he said. Now, what was it that God said to Noah? In Genesis 6:14, we read, "Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch them within and without with pitch." Genesis 6:22 informs us, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Noah did not question God, not one time. Noah did not disobey God in the least little thing. There was complete obedience. And what did the complete obedience get Noah? What did God say? Listen to Genesis 6:18. He said to Noah, "But with thee I will establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee." Now, did God mean what He said to Noah? Was He faithful to His promise? Genesis 8:18 says, "And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him." You see, friends, God saved them because thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Let's come down in time a little farther to Joshua, the leader of God's people who succeeded Moses. Joshua knew that God meant what he said. In taking the city of Jericho, when they came into the land of Canaan, this was the instruction given to Joshua in Joshua 6, beginning in verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about that city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with trumpets, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Now, friends, think about those instructions. What general today would issue a battle order like this one to his troops? How many of us, if we were given the same orders under the same circumstances, would say, Well, we can't take that city in that fashion. What is God thinking? We need to follow this plan, or we need to follow that plan. Certainly, this prescribed plan is not going to work. Well, that's not the way that Joshua reasoned. Joshua did exactly what he was told. And we ask the question, why? Consider that with me, friends. Why did Joshua follow those what seemed to be odd instructions? The answer is because Joshua knew that God means what he says. I want you to look closely at verse 2 of Joshua chapter 6. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. God said that the city of Jericho was theirs. Now, did this mean that they didn't have to obey God in order to possess it? Of course, that's not what it meant. God was saying, it is yours, assuming that you follow the instructions I have given you. That's what he meant. And since Joshua and the people obeyed, what happened to the city of Jericho? Yes, exactly what God said. The walls came tumbling down, and the people took the city. You know, Moses also knew that God meant what he said. There was a case where the people of God murmured against God and against Moses. In Numbers chapter 21, in that chapter beginning in verse 8, we read, And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. Now the reason for this was when the people came murmuring, God sent poisonous serpents against the people, and they died as a result. Many of them were bitten by these serpents. Then, realizing their mistake of murmuring against the God of heaven and against Moses, God's appointed leader, the people turned from their iniquity, and they said, in effect, save us. And so God made a provision for doing so, and he said to Moses, This is it. I want you to make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. God said, This way, this was his specified plan. This serpent of brass was going to be the salvation of the people. Now, did Moses say, Well, Lord, that seems to be a ridiculous plan. Lord, why don't you just heal these people? Lord, you're capable of doing that. Why go through this method? That's not what Moses said at all. Moses never questioned God. In Numbers chapter 21 and verse 9, the text says, And Moses made a serpent of brass, and he put it on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Now, when bitten by a serpent, what were they to do? When bitten by a serpent, what were they to do? Were they to bow down and worship the serpent? That's not what God said. Were they to pray to the serpent? That's not what God said. If they had any hope of living, they were to look upon the brazen serpent. And if they did not do that, then they died. Now, was the serpent itself salvation? No, the serpent wasn't salvation. It was obeying what God told them to do that saved them, whether they understood the reasoning behind it or not. Friends, we read about another man in 2 Kings chapter 5 who realized that God meant what he said. This man's name was Naaman. Naaman was told by the prophet of God, Elisha, to go and to wash in the Jordan River 7 times. The verse says, "And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." You see, Naaman had leprosy, and this was a dread disease at this time. And he came to the prophet of God to find out what he could do to be cleansed of this condition. The 10th verse of 2 Kings 5 tells us that Elisha told Naaman what to do. He said, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Now, what did Naaman do? At first, when Naaman heard the commandment, he was very angry. Naaman was like many people today. Many people hear the truth of God's word, but before they examine the truth and before they really consider it seriously, they get irritated and they run away. They think, "That's not the way I'm living," or "That's not what I've been taught," "That's not what I've always heard," or "That's not what they teach in my church." And so they become angry and they turn away. But Naaman did finally come back. One of Naaman's servants suggested to him, "If the prophet had suggested a grand thing, you would have followed it." He said, "But he has suggested this simple thing." And so Naaman returned and he did what he was told. And then what happened to him? Verse 14 of 2 Kings 5 tells us, "Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Now, friends, what had Naaman done? Had Naaman partially obeyed God? Did he dip 6 times and then say, "Well, surely 6 is enough"? That's not what he did. Had he done that, he would have remained a leper. But we see that what he did was complete obedience. He dipped 7 times in the Jordan, and then after he had obeyed God completely and explicitly, he was cleansed. I want to ask you, did God mean what he said? Friends, the answer is obvious. Yes, he did. God meant what he said. Do you believe that God means what he says? Do you believe that God means what he says about the matter of salvation? Then why do you not do as Paul of Tarsus was told in Acts 22 and 16? "And now, what are you waiting for? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord."